Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. When Grandma used to tell you getting a little sunshine would do you good, turns out she knew what she was talking about. The sun can help you avoid the worst of COVID. New study out of Israel finding a correlation between vitamin D deficiency and the severity of COVID illness.
Vitamin D deficient patients were 14 times more likely to have a severe or a critical case of COVID than those who aren't deficient. Dr. Michael Hurt is a director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. He's been speaking out since the pandemic began about the benefits of vitamin D. Now, this research seems to make a pretty convincing case. So remind us why vitamin D is so important for our immune system.
Well, vitamin D is definitely more than just a vitamin. It actually is referred to in physiology as a hormone. And it affects nearly every risk factor that we have for the diseases that really affect us and take us out of the party. Things like heart disease risk goes up when your vitamin D is low. Cancer risk, like colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer risk also go up when your vitamin D is low. Your risk of dying from any kind of infection increases when your vitamin D levels are low. So we've known this for a long time, and so when we first came and faced this unknown threat of COVID, those of us on the front lines were recommending our patients to take vitamin D ahead of time to try and bolster their immune systems and get that hormone level up.
So why is it, and you know, I do remember in the past 2 years, we've done a number of segments about vitamin D, and you have people that were saying the studies are pretty good, that you should take supplements. Other studies, they said, indicated that they were only significant if you had a deficiency. Why has there been so much controversy about it? And does this Israeli study perhaps put an end to that controversy?
Well, the Israeli study helps. It helps a lot because it is specifically dealing with COVID-19, as opposed to many other studies which tell us that vitamin D deficiency puts you at increased risk for many other conditions, which I just listed, including infections. This one is specific for vitamin D and COVID, and that helps doctors feel more comfortable getting outside of perhaps the lane that they're usually in, which is prescribing drugs, and recommending that their patients take a vitamin. Most doctors are not trained in nutrition or vitamin therapies, and may not feel comfortable making that recommendation unless they have a study showing that it's beneficial. The study also goes a little further and tells doctors what those numbers are they need to be looking for in a blood test to ensure that their patients are meeting the criteria of what is sufficient vitamin D and then what is a deficiency of vitamin D.
Yeah, are we sure it's a straight, you know, deficiency that was leading to more severe outcomes and that was the problem? Or can you have other, you know, underlying issues that then lead you to be vitamin D deficient and then that's the actual problem, you know, if we take it back like two or three steps?
You're exactly right. Many times these factors are intermingled and codependent. So, for example, as you suggested, a unhealthy, unfit, overweight person who doesn't get outside, couch potato, with diabetes and high blood pressure, and recently was told by their cardiologist that they may have had a minor heart attack. This is a person who's likely vitamin D deficient because they're not going to be eating the foods or getting the exercise and the sun exposure that's necessary for having a healthy vitamin D level. And all those factors I just listed are also known factors that make you very high risk for succumbing to an infection like COVID-19. But even in healthier people, according to this study, factoring out those exact comorbidities and cofactors in disease, that vitamin D stood alone as an independent risk factor when your levels are too low for how your body's going to relate to and overcome COVID-19.
So do you take vitamin D supplements, and how much?
Yes, I take vitamin D supplements because I work in an electric cave. I work like many people, you know, inside, not near a window, seeing patients all day long, many of them with COVID. Fortunately, this week, a dramatic drop in the number of COVID patients we've had to treat. And so I know that I'm not getting enough vitamin D just because of my environmental exposure being so limited. I do eat foods that are rich in vitamin D. That includes eggs. I eat salmon. I eat mushrooms. I don't do a lot of dairy, which is another source, and I don't do liver, which is another source of vitamin D that people can include. And so the way I do it, this is not necessarily the right way for everybody because you have to measure your vitamin D levels, but I take a large amount of vitamin D, about 50,000 units, twice a month in order to keep my vitamin D levels, you know, in the range. I like to keep my patients' vitamin D levels between 50 and 80. This study suggested that anything less than 20 is the most severe vitamin D deficiency and with the highest risk. Anything over 40 starts to bring your risk down of succumbing to COVID-19 or having a serious case of it as it relates to that vitamin.
Does the electric cave thing say a lot? I mean, do too many of us just not really go outside all that much and just think this is normal?
Yes, and it's also dependent on other factors. So this time of year, if you live anywhere north of Atlanta, you're not going to get any vitamin D. The sun rays are just not strong enough, even here in SoCal. And a way to sort of, you know, gauge that is also by the time of day. So if you're going out early in the morning, or when I'm doing my exercise, which is typically at the end of my day, the sun rays, even in the summer, are going to be much less intense and much less likely to give me sufficient vitamin D. You then have to have enough skin exposure. You got to have your arms out, your legs out, not rubbing anything more than sunscreen SPF 8 on your skin. Otherwise, you're not going to absorb vitamin D. And another easy way to sort of remember what time of day to get your vitamin D, if your shadow is longer than your height, that's not a time you're going to get any vitamin D. And this time of year, our shadows are often quite long because of the sun's rays and how they're coming through the environment, being that it's winter, and during the early morning or in the early evening, even in the summer, our shadows are longer than our height, and therefore we're not going to get enough vitamin D.
I feel like a groundhog.
Yes. Did you see how long was your shadow today, yeah. Charles? Dr. Michael Hertz, director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thanks.
We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a tale of Omicron, the peacemaker, while Ukrainians, Eastern Europe, and the entire world waits to see if Russian forces will invade its neighbor Ukraine. Omicron has landed with full impact inside Russia. A record-breaking coronavirus surge there has strained the country's healthcare system and sickened government officials, including inside the Kremlin.
Russian public health officials have admitted a number of people high up in Vladimir Putin's administration have become infected with Omicron. They're isolating. For much of the pandemic, Russia has shrugged off public health measures, mask mandates largely unenforced. Also has an especially low coronavirus vaccination rate compared with other European nations. So could the Omicron variant ripping through the government and then the military spare Ukraine from an invasion? I guess we'll find out. You can find this Odyssey original and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.